first day after Sukkot. Am I correct? I'm pretty sure. The first day after Sukkot. Can't tell the exact Hebrew date. It was sometime in Tishrei. Now we're holding, right? Well into Kislev. And now we're first starting the second half of the Mishnah. I told you then that we have to go through the Inyanim of Geirus. So the first half of the Mishnah had to do with a little bit of Geirus, right? Geirus. That took us to the fourth parak. We spent so much time on Geirus. And after we finished Geirus proper, we had to talk about Geir Cotton. After talking about Geir Cotton, we had to talk about some of the other affiliated issues of Sarara and Akadol Basi Sarara. And now finally, who knows how many weeks later, we're going back to the second half of the mission, as advertised. And once again, this is our final sugya after we start Chazara. So there's only another about 3 weeks left to the Zman. Sorry to say it, but that's, you have to be a realist. You love to learn. Am I correct? I think 3 weeks from tomorrow is the last year on the calendar. If I'm not mistaken. When's the last day of college? Anyone know?
22nd
is the last day of formal classes. That's what I said. Okay, so college is over even faster than Shir. Okay. Baruch Hashem. If those didn't get my Makomas, please. Here we go. Please feel free to take. So we're starting a brand new sugya. I have to say, really, we've talked about many, many interesting things. I really have to tell you this month. I can't feel say about it. Many fascinating, interesting topics. I have to tell you, this is the most painful topic. We've discussed many painful topics. This is the most painful topic. And unfortunately, it's not something which is somehow theoretical. Unfortunately, the Yetzer is very strong. People don't conduct themselves properly. And we have to deal with these things. Shem Yirachem. Says the Mishnah, Chof Dalim Adveis. Hanyitan al Eishes Ish. In contrast to the first half of the Mishnah, lo yichnos im kines ein motziin, here it's so bad, im kines yotzi. What happened? Says Rashi, hanita nalechis ish votziyua, bez ne mitachas bala, b'shvil zeh she'asra olav, v'olach zeh nesah. Unfortunately, this happens, believe it or not. You can't believe it. But it happens. A man has the chutzpah to be over on those sinuf and to live with someone else's wife. And then what happens is she's not permitted to be with her husband. That's Iser of Sota. She's also not permitted to be with her boyfriend, we'll call him. That's a babe. We should use a much more harsh term. Call him the Noef. Okay. She's not allowed to be with him or marry him, as you may have learned. Echad Lebal ve'echad Leboel. Mordash is from Sukkim. In the parish of Noso, in the parish of Sota, and she goes ahead and she marries him anyway. Now, we don't know for a fact that there was an illicit relationship. Nita, rumors, okay, rumors. Yotzi, Timidoraisa Sura Nami Labo, Darshina Vitnitma Vinitma, Panidbar Hesh, Te Pami, Echel Labal, Vyechel Labo, Masecha Sota, Tav Chav Zayin Amid Beis. So says Rashi on the Mishnah Chav Dalet Amid Beis here in Masechta Yevamos. Okay, a straightforward then. Okay. Now, Rashi said, Votziyua Bezdin Machmas Mitachas Bala B'Shulzeh She'asara Olav Olav Zeh V'Nesah. Now, me, that's a very powerful phrase that the Bezdin will tell a woman that you may no longer be with your husband because you weren't faithful to him. Okay, if we know it for a fact, it's not a pashut. It was only a nitan, which sounds like it's a suspicion. Not a, it's a nitan from the shorish is taina. We have a taina, we think, right? We're not certain. Rashi gave you the diktuk, hanitan, first Rashi in the Mishnah. Choshid, kloma, she toanim olav, divrelaz. So the toanim olav, divrelaz in our case, that Chalila is adultery here. Okay? Says the Gemara. Hanitan aleshesish, omar rav ube'edim. Rashi. Ube'edim. Hoditanan yotzi. Ze hachoshut shekinso. Kigon shebo edim al kolorishon shera'ua shezinso imo. That's what Rashi says. or if there are Edim. Says the Gemara, fascinating expression. Omar Sheshes, I mean a kinayim v'shochiv Rav, Omar Leishmeitzer. Rav said he was half asleep. Okay? It means the Tanya, Hanitan al Eshes ish, v'hotziua. Now, a different Girsos over here. Our Girsos is v'hotziua. If you look in the little gimel, it says v'hotziua. Okay, it's a big difference. Hotziua means that Bezin forces a divorce. Hotziua means he divorced her. Okay. V'nisgarsha mitachas yudei acher. There's a whole long story over here. It's a complicated story. Rashi says. Rashi had to introduce an unusual name, which we don't usually have. Reuven nitan al dina eshes Shimon. There are rumors swirling that Reuven is living with Dina, who's married to Shimon. Terrible. V'girsha Shimon. Shimon did the right thing. The rumors about his wife. He divorced her. Unisah Nachshon. Why not the lady? Nachshon. Anyone here named Nachshon? Okay, I'm upset. My pitah of Nachshon, I don't know. Nachshon. V'girsha. Nachshon divorces her too. Im kinsa Reuven me'ata lo yotzi. Ah, now Reuven is able to marry her. This reminds you of the famous Gemara. Amonu Moav Tiru B'sichon. You know, somebody else came in between and separated between Reuven and Shimon, and the guy's by the name of Nachshon. So once Nachshon married and divorced her, so therefore Reuven, if he already married her, didn't say he may, but once he married her, lo yotzi, we're not going to force him to divorce her. Okay. Says the Gemara, Hechida. If there are Edim, Rashi Biznus Kama. Hare Nestro lo misalov. If there are Edim, let's say Reuben was Mizana with the Suman and she was married to Shimon. Who cares she married Nachshon in the interim? Reuben should still be forced to divorce her. Kios Acher Avsigel Kolam Mayavi. Who cares? Elalav Deleko Edim. There are no Edim about the original Znus. It's rumors. V'tama di osa acher va'afsakei l'kola. The reason that Reuven need not divorce her because she married Nachshon in the interim. Ho lav hochi, had she not married Nachshon in the interim. Mafkinan, we will force Reuven, the second husband, to divorce her because he is the suspected noev. Mefarish. Okay? So Rav must have been sleeping when he said what he said. Amalek Rav, no, I was wide awake. Who I did the afagav lo osa achav yafseke lekola ike edem afkina ni lek edem lo afkina. You have to have edem, otherwise you're not motzi. V'ochi koma the afagav the osa achav yafseke lekola. Even though she married Nachshon in between, lechatchila lo yichnos. She's not permitted to marry Reuven, Rashi, who are then the kids of Reuven, Migerish Shimon, Lo Tete, Hoel, Voleka, Aden, Vodanok, and Mitachas, Yedei Acher, He, Gufa, Itzrich, Lashminam, Revusa, the Lechatchila Lo Yichnos, Kidikatani, and Kines in the Lechatchila Lo. Notwithstanding the fact that she married Nachshon in the interim, which seemed to quiet down the rumors, and she's Mizana with Reuven, why is she running to Nachshon for? So, but Afal Pekin, she still may not marry Reuven lechatchila, since the rumor exists that she was Mizana with him, she was still married to Shimon. Any questions? Push up shot. Rabbi said this is going to be a difficult thing. I'm taking advance notice. The simple pshat is going to be hard, because there's so many shitas here and so many permutations. I don't know if you just saw the Gemara and the Rush before you go any further, you see right away. What kind of names swirling around, Rabbi Natam and the Shultis and the Riff and what everybody's saying, what they mean, whoa. So you have to just, you know, today our main job is just getting the facts down straight to the best of our ability, which I'm analyzing and going further. Okay, slowly but surely.
How did Nachshon get into the picture, guys?
He got in, he married her, so he got into the picture.
She still married her first husband, her first husband, not to marry yet?
No, the first guy we gave her again.
Oh, we gave her again.
He absolutely got out, he got out fast.
So she's free to marry
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Meisvei, frank the Gemara like this. Vamed devar amurim, Kisha'ein lo bonim. Aval yesh lo bonim lo teitzeh. Now here, this seems to be a totally extraneous consideration. Whether there are children or not. We'll see soon whose children. Why does this impact on the situation? If there was immorality, if there was adultery, you have to force a divorce no matter what. If there's no adultery, then not. Where did having children come into the picture? You see, Chazal are concerned with the children. Rashi explains. Rashi, who we call him Reuben. Yotzi, that Reuben is forced to divorce her. Kishayin, lo bonim. Bonim from whom? Min harisho. From Shimon. Avo yesh lo bonim. Zok Rashi. Min harisho. From Shimon. Lo teitze. Why? Dechimavki lo. If we force Reuben to divorce this woman, komach zekina lekolakama, this confirms that there in fact was infidelity. Vavdina lehu mamzerim. Whoa, these poor kids are not going to be labeled as mamzerim for fear that they're the product of Reuven, the Noev, and not Shimon, the husband. So protect the children, will say that this bum, Reuven, is not going to be required to divorce her post facto after he married her, notwithstanding the fact that there's a rumor that he was with this woman while she was still married to Shimon. We have great concern for the reputation of the children. The presumption, of course, is the children really are not mamzerim. If they're mamzerim, then they're mamzerim. The presumption is they're not mamzerim, but there'll be suspicions of mamzerims. That they have to protect them from those suspicions, and therefore we have to allow this bum, he gets a pass from us, this bum Reuven. Number one, we think he's mizana. Number two, has a chutzpah to go and marry the woman with whom he was mizana. And number three, we can't break up the marriage for fear of these children. The guy bum three times over. Okay? Okay, yes?
So we're assuming that if they were his children, they were up there, he wanted to divorce her? He wouldn't want to raise his own children?
No. We're assuming that if Bezdin forces Reuven to divorce this woman, and the word gets out that Bezdin compels the divorce, this will substantiate the rumors in people's eyes, and they will think that these poor children are mamzerim. That's the pshat. Okay. Adkan Rabosai, the simple pshat in the Gemara so far. Any questions? Just post the pshat. Okay. So this has really been the easy part of the sugya. This has been the easy part of the sugya. The more complex part comes a little bit later. Before we go on to the more complex part, I want to show you in the Tosfos Chad Mikamoi that there is one nuance which we've glossed over because we only see Rashi so far, and we haven't gotten to the next part of the sugya. Take a look, if you will, in the Tosfos Chad Mikamoi, Tanya. You see it? Amen, Rabbi Rabbi Mashiach, Shetetzeg, She'ein lo bonim. Yesh lo bonim lo teitzeg. Harav Alphas Pirish, Kishayesh lo bonim, Min ha-nit-on. Min ha-nit-on. From Reuven. Not like Rashi. Not like Rashi. V'rash pirish. Shesh l'bonim. Min ha-baal. Okay? And then he quotes Harabi. Says, either way. Either min ha-nit-on or min ha-baal. Lo teitze. So the three different interpretations. Rashi, the Rif, and the... I'm not sure that was being quoted by Tosfos Chad Mikamoi. Just for information. Why do we say that she shouldn't get divorced if they're children from the Nitan? I'll tell you why. We don't, you know, if you have to do the studies, children of divorce have a difficult time on average. So we're not going to create a divorce if you're going to create children of divorce. So therefore we're going to allow this Reuven, despite the fact that the rumors of his being a violation of Losinov, we're not going to force him to divorce after the fact if, while being married to this woman, he had children from her. Because we don't want to have these children grow up in a divorce situation. Rather, let the couple already stay together, notwithstanding the rumors of his earlier infidelity, etc. Good. On both sides, just want to point out. Yes, Judah?
What if the children were born before they got married?
Good question. I don't know. That's a sort of falls between the cracks, that case. Rabosai, on the Ma'am Makomos of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch talks about these things in Evan Ezer, Simon Yod Aleph, which we'll get to, Mitzvah Shem, down the road. We'll see probably then what the Poskim say. Good. So far, except for this one wrinkle of whose children they are, the first or second husband, the Gemara is fairly straightforward. Again, so far. Now the Gemara goes on. Gemara says, Mesve. With a small bonus. Ba'med ba'amurim, kishe'ein la'bonim, avol yesh la'bonim, lo teitze. V'yimbo eidei tumo, afilu yesh la'kam abonim teitze. Can't help it, you can't help it. Eidei tumo means the word tumo, v'nistro v'hine tumo. Right? Adultery is tumo. It's tumo. I'm saying it with a straight, loud voice. It's tumo. It's not just that it's an iser. It's tumo. The Torah uses the word advisedly. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Tumo. It follows the entire Klal Yisrael, Rachman al-Islam, these kinds of terrible cases. Rashi. Vimbo de tumo. Alma ein labonim. If there are no children. Below Eidim, Nami, Mafkinon, against Rav. What's the implication? In Bo, Eide Tumo, Arfiliesh Labonim, Kamabonim, Teitze. Implying that if there are no Bonim, then it would be Teitze, even without Eidim. That's against Rav. Says the Gemara, no. Rav Mukil Olamasnisin, Viesh Labonim, Viesh Laedim. Rav is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Yesh Labonim, and therefore the only time you're going to enforce a divorce is if there are Eidim. Umay Duchei the Rav, look with the Masnisim, Yesh Labonim, Yesh Laedim. Vitama Deika Eidim Afkinon, Vilek Eidim Lo Mafkinon. Why? Look with Bisha Ein Labonim, and then Afagav the Lek Eidim, you still force a divorce? That's the question. So Gemara asks the question. That's the Gemara's question. Again, let's see Rashi. Rav Mukil and Masnisin Yesh Labonim Mishum Hoki Omer Rav Be'edim. Yeah, so what forced Rav into this Ukimta? Omer Rav Masnisin Kishise Ma'ir Adetani Hotzi Uha. The Mishnah's Lashon is Hotzi Uha. Hotzi Uha. Listi Hotzi Uha. He divorced. Why are you saying that Bezin forced a divorce? Hello. Call out to you, I must be bebezdin. U bezdin vi edim hu the mafki. Rashi. U bezdin vi edim hu the mafki mi baal rishin. Dein isha neseres le baal emishim kol. Vi osa rav le meymar. Davko. Dafka, Masnisin Dafka, not Dafka Masnisin, Masnisin Dafka, Mishamkach, Yotzi, Haniton, Hol Vika Edim, Ava Bolo Edim, Hol Viesh Labonim, Lo. This is what Harab understood. Okay? V boy, say no. Hani Masnaisa Rebbe. What does that mean? What does it mean? The boy say mo. Below Bonim Zagrashi, Lo Nafka below Edim. Bahani Masnaisa the Ari Nafka Rebbe. Dari Nafka Rebbe Aminu. The Mapik Leisha Mibala Bakol Koldu. In other words, they ask the Kash against Rav. Rav says, that's Rebbe, I don't like Rebbe. Machlokas HaTanar, presumably. Ditanya. And now we start the complications of both sides. Now, first of all, it gets dirty. I mean, use that expression. It gets, that's getting tummy over here. And it also gets complicated. Rochel Yotze. What's up, Rochel? Rochel Mocher Psamim Lenoshim Liskashet Ben. You have to watch out for these guys. The Fuller Brush Man, you know, they used to call him in the old days in America. Come around to peddle wares and women's houses, because in those days, at least, women didn't go to work. They were always at home, and the husbands were at work, and they had the full of brush men. They have to suspect that maybe he's carrying on with a married woman, Rahman al-Islam. So a Rochel, he's selling perfumes. Now, why should women have these perfumes? Chazal says, Imam Baba Kama, that one of the 10 takanas of Ezra was that Rochel misavim bayaras. He was concerned that women are probably perfumes to the, enhance their marriages. Rabosai, in those days, perfume was two things. Sur me'rah ba'sei tov, before deodorants. Those who've ever spent time in close quarters in circles where they don't know about deodorants know what I'm talking about. I know what goes on now, but when I came to Karen Biavna back in 1966, they never heard of deodorants in Eretz Yisrael. Whoa. Yeah. So, society has advanced. I think by now they probably are up to speed. But, yeah. So in those days, they didn't have deodorants. You needed these perfumes to be sur me'rah ba'sei tov. Right. So here's this guy selling around these perfumes, and then in the Chalila v'chas, she gives a spritz, and this, and he says, before you turn around, Rachmon al-Itzlan, the salesman becomes a bad man. Okay, that's what we're discussing. Rochel Yotze, Rashi, min habayis. Umotzo zez ishto, she chogeres besinor. Oh boy, this does not look too good. This looks terrible, as a matter of fact. What's she doing? She's, well, let's be as graphic as we could be in the modern world. I don't know, she's putting on a panties or something like that. That's there's nothing underneath that. And here's this guy's walking out of the house, and he walks in, and she's putting on her panties. Rachman al-Itzlan, the circumstantial evidence is quite damning, if I may say. I mean, this does not look like they were just learning Mesilas and Sharm together, or even playing poker together. This does not look like that. All right? Shem Yerachem. Mechur adavar. Shalohi tirosu me'aleh. What's she taking her panties off for? Eliz nus, chalila v'chas. That's what it looks like. Omar Rebbe. Rashi, sinar who came mechnasayim, shu nashim mechogros tzniyus. Pants made a level above the panties. I don't know if they made it have panties, nose, whatever it may be.
Which also one of the takanos Ezra, ironically.
Rochel and. Well, zelu mazeh. In any event. Fine, that's example number one of Davar Bechua. What else? Example number two? Rok lemalam and akila. In those days, the beds had canopies. Is that the right word to use? You go to some of these museums, they have these canopies on top of the beds. All right? Arok el yotzekoi, umotza baal, rok lemala begag hakila, sha'al mitoso. On his bed, not on her bed. Mi zarak harok. Who was the one from whom the rok came out to the top? Right? Lamala. Ki ima shokhev upon of Lamala. He'll go zinsa zu. Rokako bishas tashmish. In other words, it's her. She has been lying down. Okay? That's what he says. Of course, the question becomes, maybe she was lying down, he was nowhere to be seen. Mappet told him that he was around. Well, let's just say that, the details to be ironed out. You look at this. The details are not of such great concern to us. We get the picture, Rabbi said. We get the picture. Again, incriminating evidence, but not direct, circumstantial in nature. Omer Rebbe again. Hol mechul v'adavar, teitze. Vaita, chof heim and alf. Min halayim hafuchim tachas hamito. What is this all about? Rashi says, Pihen lemata, vadai shel nochrihein, v'hafochom, this is via nun, kidei shelo yakir haroa. He tried to move it around and no one should be able to see them. Omer Rebbe again, hol umuchur adavar teitze. Frank the Gemara, min alayim afuchim, Lechze de maninu, who see whose shoes they are. Ela moko min alayim afuchim tachas amita. Hol amarevi ol mechum adover, teitze. Rashi, nika makom afichosim biofar shetachas amita loshen mori. Loshenach amoko min alayim motza hofuch shebo motzas min aleho. V'mokom shu rogo loses shalo. V'aray nochi bo lekaim asam min alo v'mokom shalo. V'shalo v'mokom val. Okay, two different interpretations. Again, the details are not so critical. Again, very, very strong circumstantial evidence that there's a ma'aseh nus over here, chalila v'chas. Says the Gemara, Hilchos HaKavos HaDerav, Hilchos HaKavos HaDerabi. Rashi. Hilchos HaKavos HaDerav, Yomar Ein, Machzikin, Kolo, Ela Be'edim. Need Aiden. And here we're saying, just the circumstantial evidence is enough. Right? Kash Yilchus HaHilchusa. Low Kash. If there's no Aiden, then what do you need? Ha Bekola De Posik. Ha Bekola De Lo Posik. Kola De Lo Posik. Veleka Aiden Kerebi. Kola De Posik. Vika Aiden Kerav. So therefore, if it's called the Posig Rav is right, you're only Motzi B'Eden. If it's called the Lo Posig Rebbe is right, again, a combination of Dover Mechur, called Lo Posig, you're Motzi even B'Eden. Rashi, the Posig, she got to call Ach Eloma Sheker Olas. The second rumor, not got the first rumor, but it's a Sheker. This is the Gemara, Rabosai, in much of its complexity. Now the Gemara is going to go into details about how long the kol has to last, what if there are people who hate him on this side, hate him on that side. We can cut short now because there's so many complications already now in the sugya. So let's just stop the Gemara now with the Gemara and the Rashi, and later we'll see the remaining part of the sugya. Okay, everybody saying with me so far? Good. There's some fundamental issues here we have to be discussing right now. We're going to start with the Tosfos, and we'll go to the Rosh. Omer Rebbe, hold a mechuvah adav teitzei. Omer Rebbe, the time, the teitzei min harochel. Whoa! I said, oh, I learned the Gemara. I'll be honest, Rebbe Osai. I want an honest answer. You learned the Gemara before you saw Tosfos. How did you understand the word teitzei? I want an honest answer.
Rashi says
it. I guess Rashi ruined it for us. You saw the Gemara itself, how did you learn from teitzei? So I understood Teitze. It doesn't say Teitze from the Nidna, from the Noah. Teitze means Teitze. Rabbi Natan says no. Min Arochel in Nisisla. Well, how does he know? Rabbi Natan know. The Chol Asugya Ari Benitan. That's how the Mishnah began. The first one in the Mishnah was Anitan. That's what we're discussing over here. The Ain Lo Mar Teitze Min Abal, which is what Rashi says. Why not? I thought I would have said no. Why not? The Ein O Isha Neseres Al Bala El Ede Kinu Yustira. What's Kinu Yustira mean? That's the Pesukim in Chumash. Sota. A Kinu means he told her, don't go near that man. And then she went ahead and she was secluded herself with that man. That is exactly the parasha of Sota. So therefore, in the olden days of Beis HaMikdash, she would drink the magical water potion, which would prove her guilt or innocence. And today, when she can't do that anymore, so she has to get divorced. Oh, Rabosai, Sheyiru Kiderech Menafin. An important phrase. Sheyiru Kiderech Menafin. What do the words mean? Sheyiru Kiderech Menafin. What's the Gemara? What's the? It's a citation of a Talmudic phrase. Tosa didn't make it up. What does it mean, Kiderech Menafin? That they see a couple. I'll say it in this straightest possible way I can say it. In bed together. I mean, what's? We'll see soon that there are those who require even more graphic than that. But that we don't pass in that way. We pass like Tarsus. They're coming up and they're in bed together. Behold, the legabe Baal, with respect to the Baal, have a kolo de bosu nisuin, since he's married to her already. This call, this rumor, this terrible rumor. Is called a call of the bus and his son. the Omar, that it says later on in the Sefer Yevamot, to ask you to see the Tosis on the Tzadi Beis of an Aleph. That's what it's been quoted from over here. The Omar Beisha Rabba on Tzadi Beis. The Kol Vosan Nisuin Lo Chashina Shine. Verok Lamala Begag Akila Lo Odif Mikol Lo Posik. The fact that there's some circumstantial evidence is not more powerful than an uninterrupted rumor that she was unfaithful. The Besam of Omar, the Rabbi Mafkin and Afilu Bekola, the Pasik, Mikoach HaKbraisa. Elavada is the Rabbi at the time, Teitse Mina Rochel, in the saw. The Roch Lamala Begaga Kila Bekola, the Kami Nisui Rochel. So it's not a call of Bosa Nisuin. It's a call of Kami Nisuin. Fine? V'chein Pirish Rach, v'chein Nira Liri. Dimitoch HaLocha Mashma De Motzira, they call me Baila. To come out obezdin be'edim u'demafki, mashma the dava poshudu, to mi baal lo mafkinon, elo be'edim. Okay? Bezdin only mafki be'edim, nothing less. Afal gab, the mi nipton katani be'braisa, to mafki be'kol. Okay? Doesn't matter. That's from the Rochel. I'm skipping some lines. They call. Fine. That comes the punchline. The last line on the page. Behold the Arminon besof. Behold the itzrich. Behano uvdi the sof the dawn of tzadi alpha base. Lahano tami the itzasharia. Various reasons which I'm not going to go into right now. The Gemara ended the dorm. You may have heard it by a seam in the dorm once. Okay? Nira Levi. The Hossam Ba'omeres Tmeyani. Kimas Nisan the Hossam. Dalokoi. The woman, the first to say I was unfaithful. Tafilu Hochi. Shaya Mehanol Tami. That's why those reasons are extraneous reasons are needed. Avo Ba'omeres Tahorani. Shaya Balav Hanol Tami. The Hossam. The woman who protests her innocence. You cannot force the husband to divorce her in the absence of either Adam who saw them in bed, Gedera Chamanafim, or Kino Yastira, that he warned her not to be with this guy and she was secluded with him. That's Parshas Sot. Nothing less will do to be Mosi Isha Bibayim. The Eil and Tumoa, Amai Sharia, Kevin Shomeres Tumea, she admits that she's prohibited to her husband. Hashaviso lenafsha chaticha de isura. Famous expression. Have you heard it before? Shavia nafsha chaticha de isura. World famous. She admitted to her infidelity. So she admits she's prohibited to her husband. So what do you mean? We're not going to believe her. How can she be with her husband anymore? She's not allowed to be with him. Says Tosfos. Lefisha ro chachamim. She niskalku anoshim liten enayim biyacher. Verova almost came. Mishakros, Rachmana Litzlan. I mean, what would the Baditshev say? The Baditshev would say, look what a tzedekis she is. She's able to control herself. You know, she's in a stale, dead marriage with Reuven. Dead as a daughter. Not dead, 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 dead. Comes along with this swashbuckling, romantic, tall, dark, handsome, and rich Shimon. The big eight to her to be over the sin of. Tzedekis, mamish, she withholds her eight to her and she doesn't do a thing with him, nothing. All she does is tell her husband Reuven that she was mezana with Shimon. She's lying through her teeth. What's it called? Desperate housewives? Huh? She's desperate to marry this guy, Shimon. But she's married to Reuven. Why not she getting out of this? She makes up a story that she was unfaithful. Once the rabbis were on to the series of Desperate Housewives, well, they're probably telling the truth. But in those days, most of the people who claimed to have been unfaithful were lying. And they were doing it because they ne'er not of Yachir, because Shimon was much taller, more darker, more handsome, more wealthy, whatever you want to call it, more romantic, more passionate, you to put in any term you would like. From her perspective, she's stuck in the stale and dead marriage. So she'll make up a story and she was unfaithful, forcing her husband Reuven to divorce her, because he's not allowed to be with her before she passed the Chumash. And then, she feels so bad. And now, she'll go marry Shimon. Technically speaking, it's permissible, right? Because she didn't do anything really which was wrong as far as her marriage with Reuven was concerned. I mean, it was terribly wrong, but she didn't do an Avera B'Poel, right? So therefore, for this reason, Chacham came along and said, we could accuse her of lying, and therefore we insist that the marriage continue. Of course, the problem is, he doesn't know the truth, but she does. She knows she's in the minority who's not lying. So how could she be with this guy? She learned Chumash. Yes, they study Chumash. As a matter of fact, anyone ever learned the sugya of teaching women Torah? What Masechta is it? Sota. It's on this very point that we're afraid we're teaching too much Torah to be told us chus here, there, what, where. Yeah, I think that's a problem. The Masechta Sota. So she studied Torah, and she knows she's absolutely prohibited by Torah law to be with her husband once she was unfaithful. Now the rabbis say, the marriage must continue. So he thinks that she probably was faithful, because the majority of those who claim to be unfaithful are just lying to go marry their boyfriends, with whom they were never intimate before. But she knows the Nebuch, she knows the truth. So how does she stay with him? Bein Yishalaylum. It's a very serious problem. Yes?
I was a bit confused with the first case where she's lying and she's saying that she was Misana. Why would he need to give her a get? Meaning he doesn't know that. It's the same type of thing. The problem that you're bringing in the second case is the same problem that you have in the first case. He doesn't need to bring a get because there are no aid in him. She's just saying, I'm usher to you. But there is no proof of that.
It's true, there's no proof. It is true. But since she is saying to him that I was Mizana, and as we say in America, you can't make this up, or why would you make this up? She's probably telling the truth, so you can't be with her. Yes?
Isn't there something in Berman and Ksumas that
Shavuya?
Shavuya, yeah. That she said that she was Nibla, but I don't believe her.
Well, is she a married woman or not a married woman?
Married woman.
Married woman. Okay. Once again, if we don't believe her, it's based on what the Gemara calls in Doran, Mishnah Chrona. It was a Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Chrona. Mishnah Rishona says you believe her. And then the Mishnah Chrona in Doran said, better not believe her because otherwise she'll make up a story to get out of what she considers to be a bad marriage. So the obvious question is, very nice Mishnah Chrona. So he can live with her because he doesn't know the truth, okay? But you won't know one hurt you. He's assuming she's a liar. But she knows the truth. Pella. She knows the truth. I guess you haven't seen the Gemara in the Dharam yet, Sadhana Makara, so we'll postpone the answer to the question until tomorrow. But if you have a chance, look in the Dharam. I think I put on the Makara somewhere in the Dharam. I think so. No? Not there? I guess I didn't do it in there. I should have. Oh, here it is. Mishnah Nedarim. You'll see it a little bit down. Yes, I'm sorry.
Is there an Isser on her?
Great minds think well. Since I wasn't going to go into it, but Binyamin has a very interesting suggestion. Maybe the Isser is only on the Baal, and only on the Boel, not on the woman. Well, it's counterintuitive, because when it comes to Arayas, to be sure, we learned already earlier this year, v'nichlesu ha'nefoshos ha'osos, that the Rosh goes, that both he and she are equally liable and punishable. But over here, in this context, now there are two separate cases in the Mishnah. It's a little bit tricky, for both sides. One is where a woman says that she was unfaithful. That's a case, it doesn't matter if her husband is a Yisrael or a Kohen, if she's unfaithful with premeditation, she is prohibited to her husband. What happens in a case where she's married to a Kohen? As you already pointed out, Rabbi Osai, a Kohen is prohibited to marry, to live with any woman who had been intimate with a man who was prohibited unto her. That could be so. Remember, we spoke about the Amoni, we had just yesterday Shir, and a non-Jew, we spoke about also yesterday Shir. And what about any man if she's married to another? So that's also a renders her unfit. And here's the sad part. Even if it's an onus, this is you want to cry. A completely innocent woman is married to a Kohen, and unfortunately she was attacked and defiled by any man, the Psak Halacha is, she may no longer remain with her husband, she has to get divorced. It's a very sad fact, but that's how we pass on the Halacha, that she is Asura Labala HaKohen. And by the way, we spoke about this before, let's say it happened in her before she was married. She was a young lady, and she lived with a non-Jewish man, whether she agreed or even if she didn't agree, was forced upon her. She's nonetheless disqualified from marrying a Kohen. That's sad, but much sadder is she has to get divorced from a loving husband who's a Kohen, through no fault of her own. Nothing, she didn't do anything wrong. Nothing. Nothing, zero. We don't want to be blamed victim. You know, if you saw Rashi, this is upcoming week's parsha, let's get a little head start on Monday. Vateitzei Dina Bas Lea Liros with no Zoritz. So Rashi is not some not nice words to say. Well, Dina, you know, and then Shechem attacked her, she would have stayed home with mommy, this wouldn't have happened. We don't like to blame the victim, but yes. These things unfortunately existed in the time of Shechem, the Menuvel, and existed in Menuvelim. Well, I think Top Shem, believe it or not, in 2011. A little tough to Top Shem, but I think that it can and has been done in today's world, unfortunately. In any event, let's go back to what Binyamin said. So the question is, in both of these cases, either an Ashes Yisrael who said that she was Bizana Baratzen, or an Ashes Kohen who said that there was a Bia Bonus, in both situations, so how in the world can she live with her husband? She knows the truth. She's chaticha di yisur. How could she stay with him? Tiretz Rabbi Lezer, I think it's Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, you're right. Lomatzinu zona she asura li nasa l'kohen. Devadai hu muzer oleho. Aval hi eina muzheres olav. It's a toast in the Marmakomus, toast in the Durham, a very small print on the side. The Ran got a displaced toast. Rashi, not really Rashi, whatever it may be. So your toast is a small print on the side. Says exactly what you said, Binyamin. Bidiyuk. And he has a question against the Gemara Masechta Yevamos later on, but not for now. But he gives you a teretz, okay? If your teretz is right, takes care of the Kohen problem. I'm not sure it takes care of the other problem, which is you extended the chiddush of the Urayim now into a case of the Isurei Kahuna, but you wanted to extend even to the Isur of Echel Lebal v'Echel Leboa. Okay, that's certainly a possibility, but again, we're not going to go any further to this question right now. The Ran has a more amazing answer to this question, believe it or not, answer to this question. Those will see it tomorrow. And we'll discuss it hopefully then. Okay? But also, we finished part one of today's shiur. The push-up shot. Okay. Now, so we have, aside from the small skirmish as far as whose bottom are they, which is really always on the side, the most fundamental dispute over here is, what do you mean, Teitze? Teitze from whom? That's just such a serious question. Teitzei from whom? Rabbi Natan says, Teitzei only from whom? From the Rochel. And Rashi says, no, Teitzei from the Baal. Teitzei from the Baal. That's it. Okay. Let us now turn to the Rosh Simen Ches. This is the second part of today's Shia, is the Rosh Simen Ches. Oh, I apologize. I always forget this. On the Mugei Yosef, I didn't tell you what the page is in the new edition. Oh, you know, I had to do it at home, and I was supposed to do it, fill it in this morning. I forgot. This is not the first or second time that I forgot. Let's look it up right now. What page in our David is in the Mugei Yosef, equivalent of the old page above in the olden days? Here we are. Mugei Yosef. Page Yud Dalid, and it goes through page Tezai. You'll see it, okay? Just in the new editions. But we're not up to it, we're still up to the Rosh. Please turn to the Rosh, second paragraph of Masechet Yevamos, Simen Ches. As you can see, takes up the entire page in front of us, almost all of Ches, all of Tes, and a little bit of page Yud. So it's not a small, not a short simon. We don't see the whole simon right now, but certainly some very important things we must see right as we at this point, at this stage. Okay. We'll start the first wide line after the indent on page Ches, column 1. This is the new print. Pirish Rashi, Teitze Min Haba. Okay. Rashi said, Teitze Min Habal. That's what Teitze means. As we saw the Rashi, Min Habal. Kosher Ben Atam. It says in Ksubis, Taftes, in Isha Neseres al Baal Ade Kini Yustira. Abba Bolo Kini Afilip Nistro Be'edim Shaya. V'och Apostik Ilchus Al Karebi Bekod Lo Apostik Lo Osra Al Baal. How can that be? Behold, and as far as the husband is concerned, it's basin nisun. But pirusha ben atam, teite min arochel, im girusha abal venisus arochel, venusah arochel, hola mechura davar teite. Vuli they have your color the kamin nisun, ul the color the kamin nisun chashina. Abi balam afkina lebi eden. Okay, this is the famous rabbi atam. Finished. Okay. Aiden, that's it. Skipping a little bit, save a little bit of time, and starting the second column. The old Kosav Baal Halachos, what a small mem is on the second middle sized line on column 2. What a small mem is. The Emot Siyin Me'abal Achiyiru Ha'edim Kimikchol Bishvol Forest. They didn't have to actually see the male organ in the female body. Whoa! I thought that didn't happen until since the time of Pinchas. You know, the Rashi Parsha said the Parsha is Balak, based on Moses Sanhedrin. Pinchas was able to prove with his dagger that it was Kimikol Bishvol Forest. How do you see that with your own eyes? How do you see that? V'olesa, says the Rosh. That's ridiculous. Da'afilin in Chiyav Misa. Sagi im Ra'u Aidim Kiderach Amanafim Kedista Pekasokas Apolim Rinai Pekasokam the Makas Rabban and Heikhi Dainik Shmuel Nama Bimanafa Shir Kiderach Amanafim Bikilayim Achiachlas Kimichal Bishoferis. That's not talking about human beings. The cave and the Menin in the Fosh is the Sivi Silo Aido Sagi Bahochi. Yeah. Koshke in the Osral Balo. If you can kill someone based on Derech HaManafim, how much more so can you take a woman away from her husband based on Derech HaManafim? That's what we pass on the halacha. What do you do with the Shita of the Bahad? That was from the Gaonim. can't just dismiss it. So in the yeshivas they say, in the yeshivas they say like this. We have a klal gadol that bedinei nefashos, you can kill somebody based on a rov. Depends on the case, of course. But in principle, yes. In dinei mamonos, ein ochen achar rov. Sounds strange. How can that be? The answer is, because when it comes to mamonos, the guy's a chazaka. He's huchzak b'mamono. He's a very powerful chazaka in his money. And to take the money away, it's not enough to have a rov. There's no chazaka. In fact, you do follow the rov. So the Mefarshim say, based on the Shita Mekubes and Ksubis, that the chazaka that a husband has in his wife is so strong that to remove a woman forcibly from her husband requires a greater degree of evidence than to kill him. Of course, Rav Osai, the sad fact is that if a couple is found in bed, naked, kederach hamanafim, the sad fact is that there's an assumption that there was a mikol b'shvil feres. There's an actual ma'aseh bia. And you can kill someone based on that assumption. It's not 100%. That rove, you can kill her based on that rove. But despite that fact, you can't take the woman from out of the marriage relationship with her husband based on the identical rove. It's quite a remarkable concept. Again, those along Ksubas and Shita Mekubetz is there, of course, Rabbeinu Yonah. That's the rage. That's how they explain the answer to this question against the Vag. A very powerful question. That's the answer that's given traditionally. Again, we're not going there right now, but it does give you an idea. It is important. It's on point. It gives you an idea of how difficult it is for the halacha to forcibly extricate a woman from a marriage relationship. Say that he's required to divorce her. Because it's a kind of a muhzokus, a marriage is such a powerful institution. For us to uproot it and to destroy it requires a very high level of evidence. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam is saying that short of Edim, literally who saw them in bed, or short of Kinui and Stira, means he warned her not to be with this guy and she secluded herself with this very same guy. Short of that, no way to force the marriage to come to an end. Rabbeinu Tam Shita at this point. Yes?
Would there still be an
answer
B about the issue?
Well, we have no right to assume that the act of Znus transpired. For that, because had we known it transpired, we would force a divorce. The fact they don't force a divorce tells us we don't know that that act transpired. And if we don't know it transpired, then the husband's allowed to stay with her.
I think there's no chazaka regarding Heter Bira. We don't have chazaka regarding... I mean, I don't know what the chazaka that the Baal had the issue. That means what?
That means that he's permitted to stay with his wife and live with her intimately as he has for the last 10 years. It's all part of staying. Stay with the wife and not, and be, I don't know, and not be able to have intimacy. That's not much of a chazaka. That doesn't bode for a healthy marriage. Now, hey, again, this marriage is anyway on the rocks. But maybe it'll get better. It's amazing. It's amazing what time does in these situations. It's mind-boggling sometimes. The story of the forgiving woman. You know, should we say it? No? There's a Secretary of State today who was, I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying it's her fault. She was a tzedekus. But I don't want to say any more words. You know what I'm driving at. So they have people who are willing to, and in halacha, by the way, that's okay. Not okay, chas v'chalila, what a guy does. But if a man does the worst possibly serve, imagine the worst imaginable case. He lives with another married woman. So Reuben the bum was married to Rachel, and now he decides to have a relationship, what, 13 years we say? Have a relationship with Sarah Ashes Shimon, okay? And Rachel finds out about it. She screams and she yells and she kicks and she... At the end of the day, she can decide, yes, Reuben, you're a bum. I hope you're a bum. But I'll take you back anyway. She's allowed to. That's the imbalance, you know. People complain it's not egalitarian. It's correct. Not egalitarian. But the sad fact from the egalitarian perspective is that if a woman is adulterous, she is guilty of a capital offense. And if a man, let's say, would live with another woman who's not married, right? We call it adultery in America today. He's unfaithful to his wife, that's true. But he does not become prohibited to his wife. She becomes prohibited to her husband, not vice versa. That's just the reality. Why is it so? I once gave a whole suggestion. The reason why it's so, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out, is that, as we just learned the story of Havchana before, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants that everyone should know who his father and mother is. That's why, by Torah law, bigamy is permissible. You all know that. Torah Menegeshim came along. But we call even polygamy. We have an unlimited number of wives. It's only a king who's limited to 18. Rabbi said, don't try any of this stuff. Yeah? But what we call polyandry, if that's the right term, that a woman should have more than one husband. By the way, it exists somewhere in the Himalayas. Somebody gave me an article in the New York Times last year. Yep, they have, I don't know what they do with their paternity. I don't know who the father is. Vesach Nish, maybe they alternate years. I don't know what they do exactly over there. But of course, the halacha absolutely prohibits that. And that's just the reality based on biology, anatomy, and that's kachazet. Okay, it's my suggestion. Whatever, kach goes for Torah. Fine, let's go a little bit further, Rabbi Osai, in the rush. V'nira de v'stira l'chuda b'lo kinoi afal gav da'adata de niyuf istater k'aniyuv de d'shilu nedarim. We know for a fact that they went into a room with a machshava to do znus. We know it. Doesn't matter. Sharia l'baylo. Sharia l'baylo. She's still permissible to her husband. They chickened out at the end. Baruch Hashem. They came to their senses. What does Chazal say? Rashi quotes in the Chumash. Ish ish ki siste ishto. What does Rashi say there? And amchote elam ke nichlas avo what? Ruach shtus. So they came to their senses at the last minute. Okay? So we assume that they did that, and therefore she's permitted to stay with her husband. Shari olabala afilu ki lekal tamu ki yosam the mishri. To kaimlan de ein osrim ala yichud. Even if there were Adam who saw them together in the room, come on, let's be more blunt. Rabbi says she put a private eye, and what happened? They follow her husband into a hotel room. Come on, with someone else's wife. Unfortunately, we have these cases. Unfortunately, Rachmana Litzlan, mamish. Now, let me ask you a question. If they wanted to learn Mesilas and Sharm together, would they have to have rented out a motel room? I give them my shul. Free. Think twice about it, who was going to do the supervision, the chaperone. But what is this? Why have they renting out a motel room? Right. That's the end of the Dorm. Same as Hosea says. Shem the Hosan Mayer Beomeres Tmeani. Kimas Nisan the Hosan Dalakoi. Oh, this is not a Tosis. Bishol Sekes Umoda. Not that she comes proactively and says, hey, guess what? I became Tmea. No. But she's silent in the face of the accusation. If you have a reason, period. Our question: again, we asked the question before, Rabbeinu Shalom, but she knows the truth. The problem she addressed before, maybe it's only prohibition on him and not on her. We'll see other answers later on. Fine. Okay, Rabosai, look inside. We're up to the small satin. Otherwise, they'll start rumors that the kids of Amzeo has to show. You have shalom, the wholesome Iri Bechoseres Bo, Venosenes Amaslo Lidvoreho. What does that mean? What does that mean? Maybe it's referring to a case where she backs out and gives an amasla, a teretz. Why she said before Tamei, she didn't really mean it. She wanted to just get him out of her life for a little while, whatever it may be. Fine, that's not a topic at this very moment. We'll come back to that later when we get to Shulchan Aruch. Fine. Uveshiltos Rabbi Achoy Parshas, there's a Parshas Pinchas. On the bottom it says Parshas Bullock. You know, it could be Parshas Bullock talking about Pinchas. You know, the last part of Bullock is all about Pinchas. Though it's probably Bullock, but it's about Pinchas. So that's why it's called Pinchas. Okay? Iika dava mechur v'kolad lo posik mafkina lo beni baal beni boel. Rabosai, who is the shulchan like? Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam? Rabosai. Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam? Rashi, not only will be motzi from the Boel, which is the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, but even more significantly from the Baal. Sounds like Rashi. The Tanya, Rochel Yotze Vechulen. And guess what happened? An amazing thing. Rabbeinu Tam was the biggest opponent of Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam Chozal Leforesh Kepirish Hashultis. Bahai de Kaoma Rav Ube Edim Hainu de Iko Edim of a Mechuar. And therefore, what? She's a Surah Labal. Again, what did Rav say? We saw the Gemara before. Adav Chavdal and Abbeis. Rav said only one word. What did Rav say? Ube Edim, right? What did Rav say? Ube Edim. Edim on what? What happened? What Edim? Edim on what? What does that mean? Hainu, not as we said before, that there were Edim that she was Mizan. No, Rabbeinu Tam. Look at Rabbeinu Tam. Look inside. Every word counts. Rabbeinu Tam explained. Look at the words. Every word here is very critical. What does it say? Ube Edim Hainu De'ika Edim Medava Mechuar. Rabbeinu said a new construct. Until now we discussed one of two extremes. Either Ede Tuma, that's all being Mizan and Mamash, Yudarach HaManafim, or the other extreme, what we call circumstantial evidence. But who delivered the circumstantial evidence? What's the difference? It's anyway circumstantial. No, not a Shulchan Nupsha. You have to have two kosher Edim, even though the evidence is itself circumstantial. And in that kind of a case, Teitei Mibal, against Rabbeinu Tam, his original pshat who said, only time Teitei Mibal is either Edez Nus Mamesh, Yudarach HaManafim, or Kinoi and Stira. Now he's saying, no, Edez Kir, as we call him, is enough to be Motze Isha Mitachas Bala. Mishum Dekashile, Hodika Omar, look at Nirosh. Hodika Omar, ki osa acher va'afske lekola, my havi. Frek the rosh, vidiike de tumo, lo ave korale kola. Remember, look inside. The Gemara, Omar Abu be'edim. And he was in commenting on that, to use the word kola. What kind of edim? If it's edim of znus, can't call that kola, a rumor. The answer is, you can have your cake and eat it too. It's Edim, but not Edes Nus, Rabosai, not Edes Nus, but rather what we call in our language, Ede Kiyur, Rabosai. Ede Kiyur. Edim saw a Dava Mechur. Oh, back to the rush. Very, very important. Very important. Upluklu the Rabbi Rabbanan the Rochel b'davar amuchur below Eden ela b'kol. It was just rumors of bad things. Then Rabosai, it's a machlokas Rabbi and Rabbanan. But if they're actually Eden on the circumstantial evidence, not on the actual Mises Nus, then everyone agrees. Miu, what a small shin is. The Baal Sherod of a Mechur, and he himself saw his own two eyes. Lo mashvin elea nafshi chatira di sura bachi. Ele bedover Mechur be'edim, dikolaz tfei, she is sparse and be'etzi akol. This is counterintuitive. If he sees it with his own two eyes, then not. To Eden see it, then yes. How can that be? Don't you trust your own two eyes more than to Eden? Says the question of Yisparas and Vyotzakol. Fine. Says the Rosh, hey, wait a minute, Rabbi Natan. You're a turncoat. You were originally saying Teitze only mi Rochel. Now you're switching teams and saying Teitze mi Baal. All the questions you asked against Rashi at the beginning now Kshver against you. The kasha de pirusho, komashik shino tchila, to the kol of the bus and isuin lo chashinam, v'yod and ishan aseres lebala lebekini yestira. Those two questions we saw already in Tosfos. V'yod my porech mehay brisa by medvorim amurim m'shein lebonim name of the mar beide davar mechur. So you don't like Rabbi Natan's revised pshat, which is basically coined from the Shultz. They don't like it. Rabbeinu Meir Pirish, the Lokasha Midi, the Pirish, Hashiltus, the Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. Comes the Maram to the rescue. It's not Shver. It's not Shver. Why not? All these Kashas, we do all these Kashas. Look what he says. Amazing, amazing verb. It's in a Chiddush Niflum, Pshat, in the Maram in Wittenberg. And Pshat, and the words mean. Rabbein Perakamid, the Ksumas Avtes. B'shmaid of the Pesach Pasuach. Anyone here in this room ever learned Ksumas the first peg? Raise your hand. Got a daf tes? So you know this stuff. The man says Pesach Pasuach Matzosi, which means this woman who I married is not a psula. And we already pointed this out earlier this year that the Ramah suggests that if a man who has never been married before comes to Bezin and says Pesach Pasuach Matzosi, we give him pech. A chutzpah. How do you claim to know what's what? Boo. Okay? But not, I'm just letting you know. But Bulgaris has Pesach Pasuach. I'm just cautioning you. You should not ever have these issues later on in your lives. Anyway, but a guy says in those days, Pesach Pasuach Matasi, what's it in? So there's all kinds of ramifications. So the Gemara says, L'tamecha, kinu yastira in Eidim lo. Holy Gemara. And Isha Neseres Labaila Beidechad Abishnei Eden. Bikini Yustira Fila Beidechad. U Pesach Pasuach Kishnei Eidim Dami. They're no Eidim. There are zero Eidim. But the fact that the man experiences the Pesach Pasuach is evidence to him, which is the equivalent of Shnei Eidim. Rabosai, there is a real thing and there's the equivalent. Two Eidim is a real thing and there can be equivalents. One equivalent is Pesach Pasuach Matosi. A second equivalent. Hakanami Nomar. He means Eidim Shiro Dava Bechur Kishnei Eide Tuma Domi Kevin Shiro Rochel Yosef Yisha Chogeres Besinor Vecholhani Lakamon Mucha Milsad Yeshkan Tuma. Rabbi said the circumstantial evidence is so strong that we're going to consider this as Eide Tuma, not literal Eide Tuma, but the equivalent thereof. So Rabbi said, what's going on over here is the Maram is saying. And these Eide Kira, the effective equivalent of Eide Tumah. Wow. My Shikshar made a time to have a call of the bus in the Suin and said to the Megarish, Tlo Chashin, the call of the Suin. No! Haina below Eidim! Stop swirling rumors! Avo, but! Hecha Sheyesh Eidim, Shero Adover Mechur, Raglayim Ledovo Kilarua Shenibala, Viasrina La Albala. Kemo be Pesach Pasuach, or be Erechad Acha Kini Yestira, v'shapir porach me'ot tanya v'med v'amurim k'she'ein lo bonim min arishon t'yakochach marik she'ein eidei kiyur t'yikah eidei kiyur afiliyesh l'kama bonim tetze k'mo bi eidei tumo k'deporich. Wow. Chiddush nifla. Labeled as Eidus Tumah, even though they didn't see any znus, they just saw the circumstantial evidence. V'hod the katoni sefer v'imbo Eidus Tumah haino afilu lo ra'ua shenivala v'ro dava mechuar Eidus Tumah korislei. What a remarkable interpretation. It's an amazing interpretation. We think Eidus Tumah means kederach ha'manafim. No. Eidus Tumah means Eidus Kiyur. Amazing. Unbelievable. Amazing. This is the answer. So Rav Ossai, we go back to the two fundamental positions in our sugya. Can you force a marriage to end in the absence of Eidei Znus Mamish or Eidei Kino Yastira? So that's the point of dispute. Rashi says yes. Rabbi Natan started off by saying no. The Shultas said yes. Rabbi Natan seems to have given in to the Shultas. So now, Rabbi Ossai, who's on the other side? Everybody seems to say, Kimoti Isha Mibala, with Eidei Kiyur, as long as they're Eidim. So it appears so far. We're not finished yet. Says the Rush going further. Rabbi Ossai going further in the Rush. Fine. Umasik Hilchos HaKavosei Derav HaKavosei Derebi. I'm in the fourth line of Rosh column 2 on page 10. Hilchos HaKavosei Derav B'kolo D'posik Kilomar Hod D'kama Rav V'Eidin Sherod Ove Mechur Dafko Im Hoya Dafko Avma Baal L'Vad Orod Ove Mechur Lomav Kinon. When is that? Hainu b'kala de posik, ava b'kala de la posik sagi b'riyas haba l'chud. It's enough. Frek the Rosh, bal titma, hod de kama rabo ve'edim stam, de mefarshina la ve'edei kiyur. Right? De stam edim, edei tumma mashma, ve'edei kiyur kama rab habla de ferushe. You should have said so, that's what we said before. No. The Shloma the Rav Koyam Asnisin, the Katonia Nitan Al Eshesish, the Nitan Mashmal Laz Mialva, the Komarav also Laz, Yesh Edim Sherod of the Mechua Vyotza Kol Shidzinsa, period, Kach, Heshiv Ram, Marami Wittenberg, Pirish Ashultas, the Pirish of Enetam. He's assuming of Enetam really backed out, held at the Shultas, and the Rav Marami Wittenberg defended them. Chazer again, what's the best defense? Eidei Kiyur is so bad. It's the equivalent of Eidei Tumah. As if they saw this Nus Mamash. Okay. Zok the Rosh. Every word counts. V'li nire mitoch lashon ha-shultes shekosu v'i iko dover v'chua v'shnei eidem v'kola l'oposit mafkin lemi bala mi boel d'tanya rochel v'yose v'chulei shelo kivnu l'divir ha-ben atam d'l'rab mafkinan v'eidei dover v'chua mi bal d'yim kain. My high the Kamaran Vika Dava Mechur Bishnaid of a called La Posit Tavail Lamali. Hello, the Eide Kiyo the Chude below Kala Mafkina, who the called La Posit below Eide Kiyo now also Mafkina. Raksha Bar Rod of a Mechur. Vien Loma, the O Karminon Dika Dava Mechur Bishnaid of a called La Posit. Yeah, no, the M came. Have a little Frushi of a called the La Posit Vidava Mechur Berias Abal. The old law have a suya bryce and rochel yotzi la dava mechub, bishneedim, the bryce of the island, the dava mechub, rias abal. Lachaini really, he's going to see sort of a different tweak in the shiltas. Shashiltas mefarish divi rab eide tuma. Rabosai, talking about eide tuma mamish. U bryce be eide dava mechub. Rabbi Sabad, the Be'edin of a Mechur Mavkina Mibal. Rav Sabad, La Mavkina Mibal, elevated Tumah. U Posik Hashah, Silchosuk Rav, Bekolo, the Posik, Shem Roh Eidim Dabba Bechura Begam Yotza Kol Ba'ir Avol Im What's this? Avol Gam Yotza Kol Ba'ir Avol Kol the Pasuk. So that he's making Magia. Then Lo Mavkinen Lo Mibab Lo Miboel V'kava Say the Rebbe V'kola the Lo Pasuk V'Eidei Kiyur. If you have called La Pasuk and Eidei Kiyur, then Motzi Mibab. Abu Rias Abal Chud, I feel be called the low pasuk, low mafkinon. The Eidei Davar Mechur, be called the low pasuk, Choshev Kepesach Pasuach Oirechad Achakini Yestira, and your motzi mibab. Behind the comma, ki yosa achar viavsuke, after the kolah. Agav the boy the meimar ela the leko edim v'os achav afsig the kola not got nami b'tchil the kola. That's what it says. What alishin the masnisin koi the korali nitan the mashal tanias devar bi'alma lochi not got kola uba'ochi rav chashmaita lo mistabek klal the lema rav amram stam. Excuse me. The lema rav be'edim stam ilo aire be'edei tumah. That's what I said. Everyone in this room said the same way. Everyone in this room was assumed that the word edim meant edei tumah. Right? Everyone assumed that. The Russian, everyone agrees to that. Okay? V'gam lo mistabel lefrushim im bo edei tumah debraisa be'edei kiyur. Doesn't make sense. Tumah is tumah. V'kach yishitas rav alfis vo rambam zah. The Pinner of the Riff and the Rambam as well. What this means is a very big question, which we will discuss the Siyata Nishmaim. I mean, a quick glimpse. The Karban Asana here in Oz Vov already jumps on this. He says as follows: Harif a Rambam poskin can be feirish, then will see me bal ki yim beidei tuma the loka shildes. So what do you mean? This is the Riff and the Rambam shita. El Rotzalomar. Sharif a Rambam a farshina vav raisa beidei kiyur v'rav beidei tumo el adili did hu hab raisa de katoni motzin hainu mi boel. Okay, mi boel ula shultas af mi baal teitze. This is against the, like the Beis Yosef and the Marashal, not like the Dark Emotion. That's a very important Dark Emotion on the Maram Akom, which has a tremendous impact on our practice as Ashkenazim, because we generally speaking follow the Rambam. Okay, Rabosai, this is a lengthy sugya. We've spent quite a bit of time just analyzing the basics. Let's chazer again. There are two issues in the Gemara. The first issue was Teitzei from whom? Teitzei Mival or Teitzei Mibo? Rabbi Natan screams from the rooftops. Teitzei miboel. You don't say teitzei mibal. Only teitzei miboel. But emotzim and abal, let's say, have these extreme circumstances, which the Torah Akdosha talks about. The Torah talks about as through the bal. That's a Parshat Sota. But one of two things. Either Eidim mamish, Eidim saw derech ha-menachem and ben, chmona letzlan, two Eidim, then emotzim and abal, or the Torah's prescription. The Torah Pasha Sota says, Nistra Minitma, that means it was that you warned her, don't be with this guy, and she ignored his warning, and she was secluded with this guy. The Torah Dosha says, this evidence rises to the level where we force a divorce, the acts of the Mayim Mesot. Okay? Fine. So the Rabbi Natan, in his initial formulation, said, nothing short of that, nothing, absolutely nothing, will force a divorce. Nothing. No, that's what Rabbi Natan said. Rashi, go back here to the beginning of the Rosh, here in Siman Ches. Pirish Rashi, Teitzei min habaal, not min habaal. So they have a davar mechur, is enough to require a divorce. That's just based on a davar mechur, it's a requirement for divorce. The husband sees a davar mechur, he has to divorce, so things of this nature. Then, Rabbi Osai, it seems to be a somewhat of a compromise view that you need Eidim on the Davar Bechur. Eid, not if the Baal sees it. That's what's called later on in the Rosh. So all this, Rabos, as you can well imagine, is very, very, very complex. I give you a bracha, Rabosai, a bracha from an opening day shiur of this topic. Should never in your life have to deal with any such thing. In any capacity. It's terrible. But, what are we going to do? It's always strong. People just do things they shouldn't be doing. Notwithstanding the aseres adibris. See, not aseres adibris, no sinner. It's not just some kind of a... I don't know what to say. But the Yetzer is strong. And I want to tell you, I'd rather spend the last 3 minutes on Musar than on going on to the Zugya. Rabosai, no man, no matter how righteous he is or thinks he is, should ever think that he is above temptation. No man. When the Torah says, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Issur Rabiyah, the Torah says that you have to be careful in these areas, the Torah knows exactly what it speaks. Certainly, there's an Issur of Yichud. We sometimes make light of it. Yichud is not really an Al Masechta, it's a Masechta Kiddushin, the intricacies of the Issur Yichud. As I once heard from Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein Shlita, not everything which is not a technical violation of the Hilchos Yichud and Shulchan Aruch is something which you're permitted to do in real life. You have to be so careful. You have to be so careful in the world in which we live. Rabosai, you know, in this building, every room has a glass window. Am I correct? I think that every single room has a glass window. I saw some of my chevra, they covered it up because they wanted their privacy if you wanted another. I'm afraid to cover it up. If someone's a woman could walk into the room, I don't know, ask me a question like that. It's bad practice. Even if you're a tzaddik yisod olam, in today's world, some lady wants to get you, she'll start a whole rumor mill. Look, he came into the room and looked, he covered up the glass. And I'm like, well, why do you do it? What do you think? Stay away from these situations. It's dangerous. I mean, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. He knows. No one knows the Yetzer Hara, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Yetzer Hara. He knows how far we have to stay away from any difficult situation. This is to be so, so careful. You know, in my history of my shul, I have a little tiny shul, a tiny little shul in a corner, you know, trying to living in peace and harmony. We try our best to live in peace and harmony. But in my tiny little shul, I had a case in my very early years of my rabbonis, where there was a man who accused his wife of being unfaithful. And Gansa Mice is like in the movies. He said they were chasing with a car, and they went into the airport, in the parking lot, out of the parking lot, much like in the movies. Tell me all these crazy tales of woe. That was a shallow Eishes Ish. They got divorced, they wasn't involved in any of the difficult stuff. They just did it on their own. He did, she did. That was a good thing. I wouldn't be able to handle it at that stage. Then I had a guy in my shul, a musmach, not from our yeshiva, a musmach, smicha, we'll call a Haredi yeshiva, yeah? And he was carrying on with his secretary. And he wanted to be Eshel Lekayim Shneim. Yeah, my wife and my secretary. And she came and she said, get out of here. And I said to him, as a rabbi in the shul, get out of here. I don't want you in my shul. Get out. You're polluting the air. And they said, well, where are the Eidim? Some of his friends. We have Eidim. It was well known, you know. Out. The Yetzer Hara is very strong. Our job as B'nai Torah, Rambam says in Enoch HaChas Rabia, two things, gives two pieces of advice. One, stay away from Yichud. And two, learn Torah. Learn Torah, you'll occupy your mind with Torah. The Baruch Hashem, it occupies it some kind of a matayr of your brain. And you think about Dvarim Kedoshim, Rachmona Litzlan,
If the brain is bereft and empty of Dvarim Kedoshim, the Tumah comes in. Rambam says so. Should all be Zocha to be Nitzel from these difficult situations. Stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue with more in the Siddur. The Imam Makoma still left something that we didn't get.